This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
It's still real to me, damn it! I mean, thank you.
Welcome! Another edition of It's Still Real to Me. That's our pro wrestling show here on Zaslow Show 2.0. And of course, everything Zaslow Show 2.0 brought to us by our title sponsor, Anna Jaren Levine, Accident Attorneys, 800-747-3. 800-747-3733. You've been in an accident. Doesn't matter what kind. If you're dealing with a personal injury, hit and run, motorcycle, boating, car, slip and fall, you first call 911. Then you call Anna Jaren Levine, Accident Attorneys. You let them put their skills to work for you, get you the compensation you deserve. They're going to treat you like family. You're going to heal up. They're going to take care of the business side of things. Anna Jaren Levine, Accident Attorneys. 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. Got a fun show planned for you guys. I mean, hey, we're all feeling great about the Panthers parade yesterday, the celebration. We got an episode of Zaslow Show 2.0 coming out a little bit later today. Don't you worry, your pretty little face. We'll get into all that stuff. But, oh, man, we had Booker T on It's Still Real to Me a few days ago. The five-time WCW champion. He joined us because you had his radio show, The Hall of Fame, debuted on ESPN Radio this past Saturday night. That's right. It debuted this past Saturday night. They were doing a preview of UFC 303. It's combat, mostly pro wrestling, but also a ton of combat sports. Booker T and his partner, Brad Gilmore. Brad's going to join us today. That's right. Brad Gilmore is our guest today. I'm looking forward to talking to him. We'll talk about his relationship with Booker, how he got involved with Booker at Reality of Wrestling, how his love for WWE, all that good stuff. So we'll get into that with Brad. And of course, want to remind everybody, Bet Online, that's your number one source for all your sports betting needs here summertime. All the top fights, UFC, MMA, boxing, baseball, golf, soccer, every stat, every matchup, even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. And when the game is over, yeah, head on over to their online casino, get in on a game of blackjack, maybe some poker, or you could unwind with one of over 150 slot games. Head to the BetOnline website today, get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. BetOnline, the game starts here. So before we get to Brad, couple thoughts here on an explosive SmackDown on Friday night. SmackDown on Friday night came from Madison Square Garden. Very rare that they do shows out of the Garden because it's really expensive to rent out the Garden. So they do the Garden, the place is packed to the brims, and you know it's going to be a big show. You had the big spot, obviously, Jalen Brunson, Tyrese Halliburton. That was a lot of fun. Love that. But what I want to talk about here before we get to Brad is what took place in the main event. So the main event was them essentially welcoming Jacob Fatu to the Bloodline. So now the new Bloodline, Solo Sikoa, he's declared himself Tribal Chief, Tama Tonga, Tongaloa, and Jacob Fatu. Just animals, these guys. Very, very violent, this version of the Bloodline. And you got the wise man there, Paul Heyman. And if you notice, and this happened before, all right, this happened when Roman Reigns, about a year ago, this happened when Roman was away for like a month or so. If you look at Paul, he is not dyeing his hair anymore. The gray is coming into his hair, and he is not clean shaven. That's a stressed out Paul Heyman. That's a disheveled Paul Heyman. And that's because he doesn't have his tribal chief. That's right. He does not have his tribal chief there with him, and it has thrown his entire life out of whack. I love that. I love the subtleties. I love that little stuff, the nuances when it comes to the storytelling. There are very few people, maybe in the history of professional wrestling, who are better at it than Paul Heyman. And you'll see when the day comes that Roman returns. It's coming. It's coming. When the day comes that Roman returns, Paul's going to be very clean shaven. He's going to go dapper again. He's going to be so handsome. He's going to be very clean shaven. His hair is going to be totally black, jet black. None of this gray growing in anymore. So that right there, if you notice that, you love that kind of stuff. Now, Solo Sikoa forces everyone in, forces everyone in the new bloodline. Tama Tonga, Solo Sikoa, and then Jacob Fatu to acknowledge him as the tribal chief. And then it's Paul's turn. It's Paul's turn to acknowledge him, and he hands Paul the lay. So Paul needs to not only acknowledge him as tribal chief, but he needs to put the lay around the neck of Solo Sikoa. And Paul is very conflicted. He's very, very upset about this. Matter of fact, let me just give you the clip.
Wise man, look at me when I'm talking to you. Acknowledge me as your tribal chief. I love you. And I acknowledge that you are not my tribal.
I mean, are you kidding me with that pop right there? Do you understand what's... Do you understand what's going on? You understand what a huge moment that was right there? First of all, Paul Heyman's a heel. All right. That is by far the biggest pop that Paul Heyman has ever received. That was a wild pop from the crowd at Madison Square Garden. Now, Solo Sikoa, he gives him the, they put the thumb in the throat, whatever that's called. Then Jacob Fatu, headbutt off the top rope. And then they power slam him through the announce table. Paul Heyman dead, all right? I don't know when the next time we're going to see him is, but I do know the next time we see him, it's with the tribal chief, Roman Reigns. And the pop for Roman Reigns is going to be legendary. It is going to be an all-time pop that you get from Roman Reigns' return. Think about this. Roman Reigns has not been seen on television for 3 months since he lost at WrestleMania 40. He has not been seen for 3 months on television, and he is a bigger babyface every single week. We have not even seen him, and he is bigger and bigger in popularity. That is going to be a legendary moment when Roman Reigns returns. That's going to be unbelievable. Now, also what was accomplished there. If you think that, you know, the new bloodline, bootleg bloodline, you think it's lacked a little bit of luster, and that, you don't know how Solo Sikoa is coming off. The work of Paul Heyman, just Friday night, Solo Sikoa is now a made man. He is a made man. That's what Paul Heyman did for Solo Sikoa. I will tell you, Bloodline this weekend, it's Money in the Bank. Bloodline is facing Kevin Owens, Randy Orton, Cody Rhodes. Six-man tag. Bloodline has to win. You got to keep the momentum going there. They got to keep looking super strong for the eventual arrival of Roman Reigns. Does it happen in Money in the Bank? Do we have to wait until SummerSlam? I don't know. I'm okay with waiting, all right? The longer we wait, the bigger Roman Reigns' return is going to be. I'm okay if it doesn't come this weekend at Money in the Bank, but it's coming. And when it does, it's going to be one of the all-time great moments in the history of WWE. Unbelievable. Unbelievable close to SmackDown on Friday night. All right, let's get to Brad. So we had Booker T join the show the other day. You got Booker T bringing the Hall of Fame to ESPN Radio on Saturday nights. But of course, Booker T's partner here, his wingman, is Brad Gilmore. Brad Gilmore and Booker T, they do the Hall of Fame, which again, they've been on Houston, ESPN Radio Houston for years now. And now they brought the show to ESPN Radio Saturday nights when there's a big MMA like UFC 303 this past weekend or big boxing, big WWPLE. You will have the Hall of Fame on ESPN Radio on Saturday nights, which is so awesome. Brad Gilmore joining us here on another edition of It's Still Real to Me, Zaslow Show 2.0. Great to have you on the show here, Brad. I've been fans of you. I mean, everybody's a fan of the five-time champion, Booker T, of course. But I've been fans of you guys, you know, the Hall of Fame show. Really cool that you're going to be doing some stuff with us now with ESPN Radio. Tell me how this came together.
Yeah, it's crazy. So Booker and I have been doing stuff on the air since 2015, actually. And we started an AM station, then went over to the ESPN affiliate here in Houston, and we love it there. And we've created kind of this Hall of Fame. And, you know, it was a few months ago, we were in Las Vegas, and we were just trying to think of, like, you know, what's the next step for us? And one thing leads to another, and we get in conversations with the folks over at ESPN Radio. And then next thing you know, we got a deal, and we're going to bring you the Hall of Fame for those big events. Like you said, the UFC shows, you know, SummerSlam's coming up, where there's plans to do something for SummerSlam. I know ESPN Radio was there for WrestleMania. All these big events that we can bring our one-of-a-kind take to. Because you know Book. You talk to him on this show. He's great at being Booker T all the time and putting it on and turning it up. And I'm lucky enough to be along with the ride.
Booker's a big – I think some people will end up learning and maybe even being surprised. Booker's a big MMA and boxing guy.
Man, he knows his stuff. He knows his stuff. And anyway, I try to play keep up because I came into this whole thing a pro wrestling fan first. And I think like so many wrestling fans, especially from the mid-2000s, you know, the Ultimate Fighter used to come on after Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
And so we all became kind of UFC fans by proxy of it following Raw. So I've always been a UFC fan as well. And then the boxing, we've had the privilege of going to Vegas, man, maybe five times a year and watching some of these big fights. You know, seeing Manny Pacquiao fight at the MGM Grand was awesome. Seeing Tyson Fury versus Deontay Wilder 2, where, you know, Tyson Fury shocked the world in a lot of ways by walking the Bronze Bomber down and just sharing those moments and being able to bring those stories and Booker's insight and my insight as well to this show to talk all these things. It's going to be really fun, man.
So how did your relationship with Booker T start?
Man, it's a great question. So this goes back to 2012, I think it was. I woke up one day. I go on Twitter like we all do in the morning, right? We all go on Twitter in the morning. Who needed me in my slumber? Let me check on my notifications. Let me see if I'm as important as I think I am. No, I was looking through everything on Twitter, and I saw he has a wrestling promotion, Reality Wrestling. They were looking for a commentator and said, send in an application. I've been a lifelong wrestling fan. Never did anything in broadcasting at the time, but just thought, hey, maybe I can, you know, do this commentary job. So I get the audition and I go in and I completely crap the bed. It was a horrible audition. I made a Donnie and Marie Osmond joke. I'm way too young for that. You're too young for a Donnie and Marie Osmond joke. I don't know why I made it. And I even like fumbled the joke. It was a terrible audition, but luckily enough for me, at least, the show was later on in the week and the ring announcer they had got strep throat. And they needed somebody to fill in last second. My phone rang. Have you ever done this before? 1,000 times. Of course. Never done it before, as you know. And that was the first time I worked with Booker. And he looked at me afterward and he's like, hey, kid, stick around. You know, I could use you, was his words to me. And then a few years would go by when he gets a radio show. He and I, for some reason, we clicked because we're decades apart in age. We had different upbringings, right? Different experiences. of life growing up, but we have all the same. Well, we like the same music. We like the same movies. We have the same references. We like the same sports, and we're from the same city, which has a lot to do with it. And we just found this way of clicking with one another that has led to that radio show, him giving me that opportunity, and then, you know, leading to this.
Have you been, or were you surprised? Because like you said, you grew, you know, you love pro wrestling. Were you surprised at just what a decent dude Booker is? Because I'll tell you, I've had a lot of dealings with pro wrestlers. I mean, you know, I'm on ESPN Radio, which is mainly sports as opposed to pro wrestling. Sure. My own podcast, Zaslow Show 2.0, is a Miami-based sports show, but I also have a wrestling podcast. Like, I love wrestling, so I've been around pro wrestlers a lot throughout my life, and they're usually, not all the time, they're usually very, very decent people and really easy to get along with. Were you surprised with that with Booker?
A little bit, but you know, it's one of those things when you grow up. So here's the interesting story too. My first wrestling show I ever went to was a house show in Houston, non-televised show. And this is in the mid-2000s. And the main event of that show was Rey Mysterio taking on King Booker. And that was the first main event I ever saw, the first wrestling show I attended. So fast forward a few years later, I'm sitting in Booker's office, and it was almost like the guy who I saw on television. You know, you kind of know, you feel like you know him, even though that's a very exaggerated version of Booker. That it is who he is at the end of the day. It just turns the volume up. And so I felt like I knew him. But I will tell you, I'm not surprised by the kind of person he is, but I'm always blown away by his generosity to everybody. I mean, to everybody, when we're out in Vegas or we're out at a WWE show and 1,000 people want to mob him for a picture, he has the time for everybody. For literally every single person. And that's one of the things that's so great about all the wrestlers, because the wrestlers know, I think more than any other pro sport or sports entertainment, the wrestlers know they're there because of the fans. Like, they really know it. It doesn't have a lot to do with anything else other than their connection with the audience. And I think that's why they always turn out to be great interviews, because they know they got to turn it on. They got to entertain. Yeah. And why they're great people to hang out with.
They're tremendous interviews. They have their job is I have to be able to speak on this microphone and be compelling. That's why I always said when I was on terrestrial radio and I would have wrestlers on all the time, I'm like, trust me, it's going to be good. All right. Like, they know, they're great talkers. They know how to talk. They know how to put on a show. Like, they're tremendous interviews. Tell me a little bit about Reality of Wrestling. I know, you know, Booker, the first one that comes to my mind is Roxanne Perez. Mm-hmm. Booker's had some big names come out of ROW, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, just recently, Jacob Fatu had a little stint with us working under the learning tree of Booker, you know, and now he's there on the main roster. We had the Usos, and that's where they got started. The Usos got started at Reality of Wrestling. Ember Moon, who's also known as Athena, got her start. Kylie Rae. There's been several names. Mace, Brennan Williams, who's a former Houston Texan who went on to be with the WWE for several years. There's been a lot of people who've come through, and the reason why our school, Reality Wrestling, I consider quite humbly the best wrestling school in the world. There's a reason why, is because I had a baseball coach back in the day who I couldn't hit the curveball. You know, everyone has trouble with the curve, right? And I kept trying to, you know, have the pitcher throw it to me and during practice, and I was swinging, missing. And the baseball coach is like, you're having trouble with that curve, aren't you? I say, well, yeah, but I'm working on it. Practice makes perfect, right? And he said, no, practice doesn't make perfect. Practice only makes perfect when you practice perfect, right? And at Reality of Wrestling, we offer perfect practice because it's simulated just like WWE is, just like NXT is. If you come through our facility, the Walker Texas Lawyer Arena in Texas City, Texas, you see it's a full gym, full workout equipment, two rings in the back, a full show ring, a studio setup. We have lighting that the WWE helped us kind of put up. We have the LED boards. You have time cues. It's working television. It's knowing all those little small intricacies. Wow. So that when you get to the WWE, like Roxanne Perez, I am not shocked that she rose as quickly as she did. I mean, I remember Roxanne coming in when she was 15 years old, taking a Greyhound bus from Laredo, Texas to come in and train. And I'm not shocked that she ascended. I'm not shocked that somebody over in AEW like Brian Keith, who spent a long time, started his whole career and got trained at Reality Wrestling, and is now one of our head trainers. I'm not surprised he's having, you know, his faction with Jericho, because the guys that come through our school and the girls that come through our school, they have that perfect practice.
So you're a busy guy, Brad. I mean, clearly, are you able to keep up with pro wrestling on television? Because, I mean, you know, look, I'm not as busy as you. I have a hard time keeping up with everything. I make sure that I do. I mean, I'm watching Raw, of course. I'm watching SmackDown. I try and watch NXT, but it's hard to keep up with everything. Do you keep up with everything?
I find time, man. I find time to keep up with everything because I feel like, especially with Raw and SmackDown, I mean, AEW, I try to watch as much as I can.
Me too.
A lot of the times it's on DVR and I'm trying to catch up on things with them. But for, you know, SmackDown, Raw, and especially NXT, because now Booker's the lead over there, and I've gotten to go down to those tapings several times now and get to know some of the guys, and we actually have a working relationship with the NXT talent that get to come to Reality of Wrestling almost exclusively. So, I try to keep up with everything, but it is hard because it's a lot of wrestling. You got 3 hours on Monday, you got 2 hours on Tuesday, you got another 2 hours on Friday. Hell, if there's a PLE that weekend, and sometimes you have where it was like WrestleMania, where you have an NXT show and a 2 nights of WrestleMania, it can be a lot, man. But you know what? I'm a pro wrestling fan at the end of the day, so it's almost not, doesn't feel like a homework assignment. It feels like extracurriculars.
How cool is it now what WWE is doing where they have this relationship now with TNA and just random stars from other promotions are showing up? I mean, it'd be like if, you know, I'm about to tune into the Miami Heat. The Heat are playing whoever. The Heat are playing the Bulls. And all of a sudden, Giannis shows up and Giannis is playing in the game today. Holy shit, I didn't expect him to be here. Like, it's so cool now, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know what? It's really a pro wrestling fan's dream in a lot of ways. I mean, I remember watching back in the Attitude Era, which I think is everybody's favorite golden period. And can you just imagine if Sting showed up or Booker T back in the day showed up or DDP or The Rock shows up on Nitro? It was all a thing that we would always talk about in fantasy book. And now that you have people like TNA, who has done a great job in the last several months of really rebranding itself, recreating TNA, and having a lot of great stars over there. And the reason why I know TNA is flourishing is because I'm hearing a lot of these guys and girls' names before I ever see them work. Their names are getting there before they do, which is a testament to what they're being able to do over in TNA. But yeah, it's a pro wrestling fan's dream. And to have something like they had at the last NXT show, to have Roxanne Perez take on Jordynne Grace, the women's champion from TNA and the women's champion from NXT, battling at the UFC Apex in Vegas, it seems like you know how in comic books they have the Elseworlds, like the alternate timelines? It feels like we're in an Elseworld a little bit.
Hey, we'll get right back to the conversation, but first, I got to let you guys know, you know, one of our great sponsors here is out there trying to help get you a new home. That's right. If you're thinking about getting a new home in any part of beautiful South Florida, I'm sending you to Signature Real Estate Finder. That's right. Matthew H. Mashler, your trusted real estate broker, Signature Real Estate Finder, realestatefinder.com. If you're thinking about getting a new home, that should be an enjoyable experience. You shouldn't have anxiety over it. And the reason that you're going to be able to find the best home at the best price in the best neighborhoods, finding you exactly what you want, is if you get someone with over a decade of experience. Matthew H. Mashler specializes in luxury homes. He is a certified luxury home marketing specialist. RealEstateFinder.com. You can contact Matthew H. Mashler at 561-208-3334. That's 561-208-3334. Maybe you're just trying to sell one of your properties right now. The best way to sell it at the best price, get it off the market right quick. Matthew H. Mashler, realestatefinder.com. Maybe you're already in the business. Are you ready to take your real estate career to the next level? You can join the Signature team. The Signature Real Estate Companies are South Florida's industry leaders, ranked number one in Boca, one of the tops in all of Florida, and with offices all throughout the state, including Delray Beach, Coral Springs, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Naples, Palm Beach, Orlando, a whole lot more. The Signature team is where you want to be. So whether you're looking to buy your next dream home, Matthew H. Mashler, 561-208-3334. If you're looking to sell your current property, realestatefinder.com, or you're just looking to join the best in the business, Matthew H. Mashler, 561-208-3334, realestatefinder.com. Matthew H. Mashler, your pathway to exceptional real estate experiences. Do you still feel a certain kind of way about pro wrestling, you know, now that you're in the business, you're most importantly, you're older. Do you still feel a certain kind of way about pro wrestling when you're watching, or, you know, specifically when you're at the shows?
When it's good, there's nothing better than pro wrestling for me. And I still find myself, if whether I'm sitting at Reality Wrestling doing commentary for the matches, or I'm watching from home a WWE PLE, or I'm watching there in the building, if the match is great, I get lost in the magic, man. You can call me a sucker. You can say whatever you want, but I get lost in it. I find myself at Reality Wrestling standing up and moving around as I'm watching these matches, because when you're younger, obviously wrestling is like superheroes come to life and you can see these larger than life characters and stuff. When you get older, you really appreciate the art form and the craft. And I think that, yes, wrestling can be everything to everybody, but at the end of the day, it is a very, very specialized art form that I also think is just the ultimate in an entertainment boot camp too, right? Because you do everything in wrestling. And when it's great and the stories are being told, it's not about the moves. It's not about the matches. It's about the moments. And wrestling provides that for so many people, and it continues to do it for me, man. I'm still all in.
That's what I find is the biggest difference from when I loved it as a kid to when I love it now is, you know, as a kid, yes, it was exactly that. Wait, I get to watch these superheroes in person if I want to? Like, that's crazy. That's not the way it is with movies, you know? So when I was a kid, it was about rooting for, you know, the baby faces and the guys who I want to win. But as I got older, it became about, all right, I took my son. We went to Royal Rumble in Tampa a few months ago.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not about necessarily who wins. It's about, I hope that I'm there and I'm part of the moment. It's about moments now.
The Royal Rumble, the countdown is, because I love the Royal Rumble. It's my favorite show ever, you know, every year. And the thing about the Royal Rumble that everyone is excited for is, you're right, it's not about who gets eliminated. It's not about really even who wins the Royal Rumble. It's about going 10, 9, 8, and counting down and to see who comes out next, especially if you're there in person. Did your son love it? Did he just?
Oh my God. Yeah. It was his first Royal Rumble. I mean, we've been to WrestleMania before, he's 12. Yeah. It was his first Royal Rumble. We were on the floor, so we were pretty close to the ring, and oh, it was amazing. It's my third Royal Rumble, but it was his first, and it was so much fun. But it's about the moment. It's about being part of the crowd. The crowd is such a difference maker when it comes to going to pro wrestling.
Yeah, man. You know, it's funny you mentioned that, because when you talk about the Royal Rumble, the last Rumble I went to in person was in Houston at Minute Maid Park in 2020, right before everything.
Oh, you know, that was a big one. That was a big one.
It was the one where Drew McIntyre won, and, you know, Brock had a nice long run in the match, but also Edge returned. That was when Adam Copeland, who's now in AEW, Edge made his return after almost a decade on the shelf with a neck injury. And that was another one of those. I remember I'm a grown man and I'm looking over at other grown men and women, and we're all having a moment together. Like, I can't believe I felt like a child again. And it was the same thing of being at WrestleMania and seeing 38 in Dallas and seeing Stone Cold make his walk to the ring and hearing that glass break in Jerry World and having that experience. It just, I'm telling you, and honestly, I know I sound like a home team guy, but no one does it like the WWE in professional sports and entertainment in general. Nobody does it at that scale. There's a reason why at like other sporting events, they play WWE theme songs like during football games and basketball games, because it gives people that feeling.
No, it's the greatest show on earth. It really is. You know, I have a rule where, you know, look, the Florida Panthers just won the Stanley Cup. I'm a massive Florida Panther fan, so it was amazing. But, you know, it's like, hey, did you consider going up to Edmonton for game 6? You know, because they could have clinched the cup. And I'm like, I don't do that for sports, because if I did that, I spend the money on the plane, I spend the money on the tickets, the hotel, I'm out thousands of dollars, and the Panthers got their shit kicked in game 6, and I leave the arena, and I'm like, this was the worst night of my life, all right? I don't do that for sports, but I travel for I'm a huge Pearl Jam fan, so I'll travel for Pearl Jam, and I travel for WWE every now and then if I can make it work, because it's a guaranteed great time. There is no scenario that I'm going to travel for WrestleMania or Royal Rumble or what have you, spend thousands of dollars, and not leave having had an amazing time.
Yeah, and they can guarantee it, like you said. Pretty much every time. This WrestleMania, were you at WrestleMania 40? You were there or no?
No,
weren't there?
No.
But I will say that was one of those over-the-top experiences as a wrestling fan, especially to see that main event with Cody and Undertaker and Rock and Roman and Cena and Solo. And that was like it encapsulated why I love this business, man. Who's your guy, though? Who's your like number one of all time?
Bret Hart.
Bret. Oh, yeah. Okay. I understand. Yeah. To me, the ultimate pro wrestler is the Macho Man Randy Savage. Like, because he checks all the boxes for me. Great finish, great look, great promos, unique package, you know, great ring attire, your memorable entrance.
The voice, oh yeah, the Macho Man Randy Savage.
Like everything about him to me is the ultimate pro wrestler. He's always going to be my number one.
When did you fall in love with pro wrestling? So you're a kid. What was the moment?
Yeah, it was 1998. I remember being in my parents' living room or family room upstairs, and you know, I think that this is probably lost. Like, I'm not the oldest guy in the room, but I'm old enough to remember channel surfing, where that was the thing where we would definitely click it. And I think I lost the remote, so I'm clicking it with my finger and looking at what's coming up. And it sounds so cliche, but I just saw this bald guy with a goatee kicking everybody's ass, and it was Stone Cold Steve Austin. And I'm a kid, and I'm thinking this is the coolest thing that I've ever seen in my life. Had no idea what pro wrestling was. I don't think I ever heard of pro wrestling. I didn't know any pro wrestlers, but I remember watching that, and I remember hearing JR, tune in next Monday night right here on USA or whatever was on at the time. And so I tuned in the next Monday night, and once you become a pro wrestling fan, you know this, you're locked in. You're just locked in, and you love everything about it. And I picked a hell of a time to become a fan at the peak of the business. And I remember seeing the grocery store fight with Stone Cold and Booker on TV as it happened. Like, I saw it as it happened before it was this iconic moment. So that's where it started, back there seeing Stone Cold Steve Austin. And then, you know, I know you've experienced these things, to have these guys on the show and to have Stone Cold Steve Austin, and I'm sitting there with Stone Cold and Booker T, and they're having a conversation. I'm like the fly on the wall. You know, I'm the wrestling fan, and I can't believe that I'm hearing these two guys have this conversation, and I'm involved in it. You know,
is that the moment from your relationship with Booker? Is that the moment where you're like, what is this life?
Yeah, we've had a few, but that's definitely when I get to talk to some of the guys and girls who I was and continue to be incredible fans of, whether that be Stone Cold Steve Austin, whether that be Bret Hart, whether that be Shawn Michaels or Goldberg or whomever we have on the show. it's always blows my mind every time. And, you know, we've had like Hall of Fame, like Trish Stratus has been on several times. Every time I'm like, man, that was Trish Stratus. I can't believe it. She was just on the show. And, you know, the young man in me is having a whole different experience. But it still is not lost on me. And I'm still always so thankful to be a part of it.
Brad, tell everyone anything anyone needs to know between Reality of Wrestling, what you got going on, and of course now Saturday nights, 10 p.m., you're bringing the Hall of Fame show to ESPN Radio.
Yeah, we're really excited about the Hall of Fame. Make sure you check it out. And also, if you are in the Nashville area, 102.5 The Game, we're on every Saturday morning in the Houston market. We're Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You can check out the Hall of Fame on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You can also check out, I do a lot of celebrity interviews and content myself. For the CW affiliate out here, I just had an interview drop with Kevin Costner a couple of days ago. So definitely check out stuff like that. CW 39 Spotlight. You can just Google it that and follow me on the social medias, man, at Brad Gilmore, pretty much everywhere.
Awesome. I'm sure we'll talk again. I enjoyed this. Thank you for hanging out. Yeah. Thank you, Brad, very much. This was great.
Thank you for the invite.
Excellent job by Brad there. And again, whenever there's big WWE PLEs, big boxing events, or like UFC 303 that was this past weekend, you got the Hall of Fame, which is now on ESPN Radio, Saturday night, 10 p.m. Great debut episode from our new pals there, Brad Gilmore and Booker T. Excellent job by Brad. Appreciate him hanging out with us. Obviously, tonight, it's Monday. We got Monday Night Raw. You got to be locked in on that. Not a whole lot going on elsewise, sports-wise. We're keeping track of all the NBA free agency, but you know, as far as the games go, NHL free agency too this afternoon. Obviously, we're locked into Monday Night Raw today. Great job by Brad right there. Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. Thanks, everybody, for hanging out with us. Make sure you like, you rate, you comment. you do all of this, all that good stuff. That helps the algorithm. I don't know how the algorithm works, but that helps me, and then everybody is super duper happy. Thanks everyone behind the scenes for helping to put together another great episode of It's Still Real to Me. Appreciate all you guys listening. And of course, if you're watching on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/@Zaslow Show, you know, all of the interviews, all the guest appearances on Zaslow Show 2.0 and It's Still Real to Me, always available on the YouTube channel. We'll talk to you on the next episode of It's Still Real to Me. We love pro wrestling. See ya.